With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says the challenges are great to reopening Baltimore Harbor in the wake of the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Moore says he has four objectives moving forward.
First, we need to give closure to these families. Second, we need to clear the channel and open vessel traffic to the port. Third, we need to take care of our people, all the people who have been affected by this crisis. And fourth, we need to and we will rebuild the Key Bridge.
Authorities believe six of the workers plunged to their deaths in the bridge collapse, including two whose bodies were recovered last week. Two others survived. The ship which collided with the bridge remains stationary, its 21 crew members still aboard. Prosecutors in former President Donald Trump's classified documents case are chiding the judge over an order. Correspondent Julie Walker has more on that story.
The prosecutors are trying to warn her off potential jury instructions they say rest on a fundamentally flawed legal premise. The filing from special counsel Jack Smith's team came in response to an unusual order from U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon that ordered prosecutors to file proposed jury instructions that appeared to accept Trump's argument he's entitled under the Presidential Records Act to retain the sensitive documents he's now charged with possessing. Smith's team says the premise is wrong. I'm Julie Walker.
A mixed day on Wall Street as the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down by 43 points, but the NASDAQ rose 37. The S&P advanced 5, and oil was up 47 cents to $85.62 a barrel. This is SRN News. Scotland has a new hate crimes law.
And a lot of people don't like it. The measure is unusually vague and open-ended, establishing the crime of, quote, stirring up hatred, which carries a penalty of 7 years in jail. Critics say the measure will curtail free speech and civil liberties. Christians are especially concerned that LGBT activists will use the hate crime statute as a weapon to silence anyone who expresses what the Bible says about homosexuality. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The huge gains made by the opposition in Turkey's local elections are raising the possibility that President Erdogan could step back from some of his most controversial policies, and that would be good news for Christians. Experts who've been watching Turkey closely don't see Erdogan making any drastic changes in his conservative Islamist policies, but a toning down may be in the cards. Persecution of Christians in the country has been on the rise ever since the president decided to emphasize fundamentalist Islamic concepts. SRN News. GOP Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas is warning against a U.S. intervention in Haiti.
In an op-ed on Fox News, Cotton says those now calling for U.S. intervention simply aren't paying attention to recent history.
America's intervened there repeatedly for the last 100 years.
And never accomplishing any lasting change, Cotton says. He believes the only U.S. intervention should be to rescue U.S. citizens stranded in Haiti or to protect the U.S. from an influx of Haitian refugees.
But under no circumstances should we be putting American forces into Haiti simply to try to stabilize the situation.
Senator Cotton was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt. Bob Agnew reporting.
Prosecutors say they've charged one of the most prominent figures in the far-right Alternative for Germany party with a second count of uttering a Nazi slogan at a political event. Björn Höcke was already scheduled to go on trial. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.